Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to share what is for me the most important principle of effectiveness. I'm at the moment with the family in Moorea, an island of French Polynesia. Absolutely stunning. You've got mountains, you've got green vegetation, you've got the sea behind, and yesterday we swam with whales. It was just, I mean, I still can't believe it. We saw this mom with a calf swimming in front of us in the water. I mean, it was unbelievable. I can't say anything like this. I've just received an email from a leader in a big company in Romania, in Europe. And he reacted to one of my previous blog about Reset Your Personality, where I suggested every evening to, before getting home, to really think about yourself and say, I'm not anymore, for me, Cyril, the leader, the speaker, the trainer. I am now Cyril, the loving and caring husband. I am now Cyril, the loving, caring and fun father, and to completely reset your personality so you are 100% focused with your family. And he sent me this email, and pretty best is I read some extract of it. Hi Cyril, thanks for sharing this. And now I want to share something very personal with you. Unfortunately, I couldn't disconnect from the office. There were years when I was working hard in the office, continuing this at home, ignoring my family and especially my wife. My work-life balance was a disaster. I simply did not realize the distance I put between me and my loved one. And finally, it happened. This summer, I divorced my wife. It hurts a lot. I regret. I would do anything to turn the time back and do the right things to reset the personality at home, as you very well said. So first of all, I was really, really touched by this email. Having the courage of sharing this. But I always want to come back to, for me, the number one principle, which is put your big rock first. Now, let's be very clear, what is a big rock? A big rock for me, there's four words always in my mind. High impact long term. It's a simple four word, high impact long term. What's going to really have a high impact long term? At the end of the day, at the end of my life, what really is important? And so when I work with leaders, we talk on the business side to be very clear on your business big rocks. And you think about your business big rocks is choose two or three things that's really going to have a high impact long term. And then at the end of the journey, when I train them, we talk about business, personal life, not business, the personal life. And we discuss personal big rocks. What are the two or three things? What are your personal big rocks? And it's very simple. There's nothing hard. You know, quality time with your family, with your husband, with your wife, with your partner, with your kids, with your friends, your health, you know, a passion that you have is never that hard. I hear a lot of leaders saying to me, Cyril, I have so many balls that I'm trying to juggle. My work, my partner, my kids, my health, my friends, my community, you name it, you have it. And the description I always have in my mind is, all the balls are equals. Work is like a bouncy ball. If you drop it, well, it will drop back and you can catch another one. But some balls are more like eggs. They're fragile. If you drop them, relationship with your partner, your health, some relationship with friends, they might fall and break. So how do I do it? How do I personally put my personal big rock first? Well, the first thing is, I would say yearly, quarterly, weekly, daily. Yearly, every year, as I mentioned in a previous blog, I sit down with TK and we look at the year that is coming and we plan the personal big event as much as we can. So we do a yearly calendar, we do a yearly planning. Quarterly, every quarter, I choose two or three personal big rocks and I write them down. I also really review my routines, my personal routine, weekly. Every week, I look at each of my personal big rocks, and every week I ask myself, what do I need to do next week to progress them? And I protect time in my diary. Daily, I make sure this time is kept. This personal big rock time is sacred, is protected. And I also have some simple routine like the one I describe in the Reset Your Personality to make sure I have the right focus, not only time, but focus on my personal big rocks. So my question to you is, what are you doing to put your personal big rock first? This is this week, Work Smarter, Live Better. We're about this morning to go and have a walk somewhere up here in the mountains. And then we'll probably go to see a turtle sanctuary. So excited. And yeah, that's one of my personal big rocks. You have a lovely day. À bientôt.